Good morning, everyone. This is Sal Selly. Hope you're doing well. You're having a great day and an awesome week. Today, I'm going to speak about you're fired. When you find yourself in the position to help someone, be happy and feel blessed because God is answering that person's prayer through you. Remember, our purpose on earth is not to get lost in the dark, but to be a light to others so that they may find way through us. That's a quote by Alberto Castlink. Sometimes we as professional salespeople need to say that to some of our customers. You cannot be everything to everyone. If you attempt to do that, your product, service, or brand has no sustainable differentiation and as a result is doomed to be price shopped till you are eliminated by your Chinese brethren or Eastern European businessmen, where the price of labor is a lot cheaper and production costs have reached the bottom of the average cost curve. Remember those concepts from Microeconomics 101. So, what should you do? If you try to please everyone, you won't delight anyone. Today, the need of the hour is consumer delight, where you enthrall your client by offering something of considerable value to them, which they cannot get anywhere else. Differentiation creates value, and value creates brand equity, which in turn commands a price for your product or service that is worth shooting for and aligning the entire organization towards. To create differentiation and exclusivity, you must be exceptional in certain areas and service categories. Black is boring. Orange is the new black. No pun intended. The same title serial won the Tony Award for the best TV production. You can catch it on Netflix. GE was very clear with their focus. They got out of businesses if they could not be number one or number two in them. There is no place for ordinary today. There is no second chance to create a winning first impression. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Technology in general and SMAC, social mobile analytics and cloud in particular, has democratized innovation and engendered its commercialization and widespread adoption. Exceptional is the name of the game. Pick something that is of value to your clients, however large or small the market segment is, and then be exceptional at delivering the product or service. As a result, customers that want ordinary need to be fired so that you can focus on thrilling the ones that identify with your brand and your offering. Folks, create blue oceans by fostering and engendering innovation rather than competing in the crowded red ocean. Who cares if the blue ocean is smaller than the red ocean? At least it's yours for the taking. Uber and Lyft found a niche and went all out with a maniacal focus to capitalize on areas of weakness of the traditional car rental and cab companies. Netflix did that as well, and as a result, annihilated Blockbuster. IDC predicted that enterprise data growth will average about 50% per year through 2016 with storage costs consuming nearly 20% of the typical IT budget in 2014. In 2019, those numbers are even more staggering. There is a huge opportunity for innovative storage companies that are chalking out a new value paradigm. Dell Technologies, Microsoft, Nutanix, etc. are making significant investments in R&D and engineering to bring innovation in storage, compute and cloud. Yet there are a plethora of me too storage products out there in the market today which offer the same thing. When there is no differentiation, customers choose the cheapest option. Economics drives the decision. Commodities cannot command a price premium. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and it behooves us to paint a different picture on a different canvas. You need to stand out. You cannot be everything to everyone. With the reality of rapidly changing business models and reduced time to value based on drastically shrinking I2E, idea to execution windows, businesses need to be more agile. As the need for business agility increases, cloud-based computing has emerged as a high-growth area and will continue to attract significant VC funding. That's where SaaS, PaaS, IaaS, and CaaS, Compute as a Service, and IaC, Infrastructure as a Code, come in. Key differentiated providers will exhibit high PE, price to earning ratios, that are rewarded and so desired by Wall Street. Infrastructure as a Service and Business Process as a Service are the fastest growing segments of the IT services marketplace, expanding 44.9% and 12.4% respectively in 2014 according to Gartner. The numbers for 2019 are even more astounding and skyrocketing. So what does this all mean for us? There is an opportunity today for IT managed service providers. Clients are tired of paying huge amounts in service contracts without anything to show for. Consulting firms earn hefty fees based on statement of works or SAWs that could put ancient Hindu manuscripts to shame based on their voluminous and verbose content spanning reams and reams of paper. Service billing based on time and material, T&M, is age-old and not business value focused. After months and years of service engagements, the operation is unsuccessful, but the patient, the operation is successful, but the patient is dead. Those vendors who put their money where their mouth is and have skin in the game and flip the traditional way of billing for services will win. We need to be outcome focused and not resource focused. The Business Benefits Realization Model, or BBRM, is an innovative way of pricing your service offering where you get paid based on the business benefits realized by your client. If no quantifiable business benefit is realized because of consuming your product or service, then you do not get paid. It's very simple. Now we're talking. Don't sell me a fish. Teach me how to fish. And let's cast the line together and share in the spoils together. Every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed. Every morning a lion wakes up. It knows it must outrun the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. The moral, it doesn't matter if you're a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better be running. Hope you enjoyed this. Let me know your thoughts. Thanks for listening. Sal Selly. Talk to you soon. Bye.